This is St. Louis Public Radio. For more than a quarter century, the St. Louis International Film Festival has brought documentaries, studio features, and locally produced movies to silver screens throughout the city. The festival's artistic director, Chris Clark, told St. Louis Public Radio's Willis Ryder Arnold he crafted the festival from more than 2,000 entries.
Chris Clark's Grand Center office walls are crowded with film posters. Marketing materials are stacked neatly on the front of his desk. Clark's in the final push before the festival's opening night, and he's confident that the entries this year deliver on its very clear mission.
What we look for is the best, newest, freshest stories told from unique perspectives.
St. Louis International Film Festival entries include major studio productions and independent documentaries shot on a shoestring. There are films from halfway around the world and films shot just across the river. This year, the festival opens with Bad Grandmas, featuring local names Sally Eaton and Susie Wall, as well as the Brady Bunch's Florence Henderson and the legendary Pam Grier.
And Father Time's breathing down your neck and you don't have much left to lose. You can become a very dangerous person.
The film's dark comedy is both riotous and poignant and sets up a festival that's not just for cinema devotees, Clark says.
A motion picture, the flickers, whatever you want to call it, if you like going into a theater and sitting down with strangers and watching something projected over your head with sights and sounds that tells a story, then this is the place for you.
This year's stories come through issue-based films that tackle race, sexuality, and environmental crises. International films hail from Europe, Asia, and the Middle East. One entry, Tana, is a luscious Australian film centered around a love story, warring groups, and a volcano god. It was nominated for a 2017 Academy Award, but it's not something you're likely to see outside the festival. The festival also includes several masterclasses on the art of filmmaking, and Pam Grier makes a second appearance as the festival's Women in Film Award honoree. She'll be interviewed before the festival screening of her 1997 film, Jackie Brown, in which she plays a woman caught between a gun runner and the cops.
Now let's see. If I tell on you, I walk. If I don't, I go to jail.
Uh-huh.
I want $100,000 in an escrow account in my name if I'm convicted up to a year or put on probation. Now, if I have to do more than a year, you pay another $100,000.
The festival closes with Darkest Hour. In it, Gary Oldman plays Winston Churchill on the eve of World War II.
We have before us many, many long months of struggle and suffering.
There's already buzz that Oldman will receive a Best Actor Oscar nomination for his portrayal of the English Prime Minister. And although Clark's proud of the heavy hitters he's able to book, he sees the festival as a way to give people the chance to expand their movie-watching palette.
Go to see something you want to see and then challenge yourself. There's so many choices.
The festival kicks off tomorrow and runs through November 12th. I'm Willis Ryder Arnold, St. Louis Public Radio.